Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Anyway, we go from the sublime to the ridiculous, because the ridiculous is an important part of life as well. So there's a forum on Reddit that has become an internet sensation. So basically, right, people post dilemmas or situations from their lives, and then they ask AITI, am I the a-hole, right? Or am I the villain in this situation? And then everyone else hops on with their verdict. Elaine Burke of the For Tech's Sake podcast, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
So Elaine, will you explain it properly first? What is Reddit's AITA and how massive has it become?
Yeah, so AITA is the shorthand version of the title that we can't say, but it is asking, am I the villain in a scenario, with more colourful language. And essentially the way these forums work on Reddit is you can upvote posts. So if someone posts, say, a story where they're describing a scenario where they think that maybe because of the response to their behavior, maybe they were in the wrong, but they also feel justified in their behavior. So they're just trying to source the wisdom of crowds and find out if they were in the wrong or if they were justified in their actions. And the stories are variable. There's a lot of relationship dynamics, be they, you know, between spouses, partners, or romantic relationships. There's also like housemate squabbles, there's family dramas, all sorts of things are posted in these threads, workplace dynamics as well. And then that upvoting system also kind of labels them in judgment, essentially. So commenters can say either NTA, not the villain, using not the language there.
Yes,
ESH, everyone sucks here. So everyone's okay, bad
right,
in this scenario.
Yeah.
YTA, yes, you're the bad guy. Or NAH, where there's no bad guys here. It's just maybe just a scenario where things are just a bit of a misunderstanding or whatever. And over a certain amount of time, people will add their comments, talk it out, discuss the things. And the comment that gets the most upvotes, again, like it's that upvoting system, will decide what your query gets labeled as. So they'll actually end up getting labeled whether they're NTA, ESH, YTA or NAH. So, and actually, someone did analysis of the comments and most of them are NTA.
Yeah, okay. So give me an example of one, if you can, quickly, just to give people a sense of what we're talking about here. Say one that went particularly viral or whatever.
The one that's actually quite popular, it's quite a strange one, is a woman who wanted her partner, when cooking her spaghetti, to actually douse it in spaghetti sauce and then rinse off the spaghetti sauce so that she just was eating plain noodles. Turns out her husband was just making her plain noodles, not doing this palaver with the sauce. She wants it done like this because it's how her dad used to do it. And it was one of those threads where the original poster started adding loads of updates to try and contextualize
okay.
why she's not the bad guy in this scenario. But it ended up being an everyone sucks here verdict on that one, because it was just a bit of a bad situation. And it's also one of the ones where one of the updates actually added that the relationship did not survive the Reddit advice. They actually ended up breaking
okay,
up.
So you do get closure on the stories as well. And listen, how huge has this become?
Oh, yeah. So like Reddit itself is called the front page of the internet. It's very popular of a website. And actually, because of Google's algorithms kind of surfacing more what they call content from real people, like Reddit threads, it's getting more popularity and it's surging. And this particular community has 20 million members. But beyond that, it actually has a life outside of Reddit. You'll see posts from this forum get shared elsewhere. They'll get shared on Instagram. They'll get shared as screenshots on X. Or even other content creators will just read them out and start conversations among their communities, among their fandoms about the scenarios. And one Redditor actually called it reality TV in written form, because it's that kind of stuff where like it doesn't really matter.
It feels in a way like the answer to the question the world had but didn't know it was asking. Like, it's brilliant. I kind of felt slightly dirty after going into it, but then I felt good about my own life that it's functioning reasonably well. So what is the attraction, A, for the people sending their situations into it, and then B, for everybody else, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose for the people posting, they're looking to see, like, in most cases, they've had a reaction that made them feel like, oh, I'm being seen like the bad guy here, but I feel justified. And they're trying to validate themselves in many, many ways. And that's why I'd say a lot of the answers are NTA. People are kind of saying, yeah, you were actually in the right there, and people were responding in the wrong to you. But it can also raise some questions that I think people have a lot of the times, where there was one where some woman who was a skilled knitter was being asked by her friend to knit some things for her that she'd gifted her anyway, but she was asked to commission them. And then when she gave her a price, she kind of priced highly because she didn't want to be making stuff for a friend because she knew her friend was going to be very demanding. And her friend was like, "You're pricing too high. That's ridiculous." And she was asking, like, "Was I wrong to do that?" And again, the foreman was like, "No, I think you're probably in the right to avoid
totally
getting into
reasonable.
That transactional relationship with your friend." Yeah. So sometimes it can be good advice, this wisdom of crowds. It's often as well, it's Reddit, it's the internet, you know, it's mostly younger people. Sometimes the advice can be nearly a bit naive as well, because it's younger people on the threads as well, responding to stuff.
And it hasn't descended into a cesspit.
No, I mean, it's the internet, so there are elements there.
Okay.
And there is, you know, there's sometimes an undercurrent of misogyny in some of the responses, I have to admit. But it's definitely not the worst space on the internet. And it is entertaining as well. It is that kind of like hashing out the modern etiquette kind of scenarios, which people like to do. And you'd be surprised what people come up with as well. Like in that case with the spaghetti, people were just angry at the food wastage going on in the way she wanted to cook her spaghetti. So the things that rile people up can be surprising. And then sometimes the titles can seem innocuous, but they'll hook you in. Like one is AITA for telling my sister-in-law that there's no Stephanie in the family. And that was actually to do with the husband lying to his wife about wanting to name his daughter after an old great aunt who didn't actually exist, and it was actually he wanted to name his daughters after some comic book characters, and that was revealed in the Reddit thread. One of the Redditors actually noticed the naming sequence was
I have so many dilemmas like this in my own life, and now there's somewhere I can go and people will say you're right, and I can say yes, I'm right, and
yes,
I know I'm right, and that's what matters. I can see the attraction of this. Elaine Burke of the For Tech's Sake podcast, thank you very much. Anyone looking for that, just Google Reddit AITA, and there's a world, a whole world there for you. Thanks, Elaine. We'll take a break.